Today's daf is Gittin Daf Chof Ches, and we are 9 lines from the top of Daf Chof Ches Amid Aleph, the Mishnah HaMevi Get. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shleima for Reb Shmuel Ben Itta Etel, and as a Schus Refuah Shleima for Rus Malka Bas Sara. So we're moving along here in the Sugyas of the third perek of Masechtas Gittin, another classic daf of the Mishnah. And maybe get, if somebody sent a shliach lahilacha to divorce his wife, the hinichai zaki, and when the shliach left the husband was an old man, or he wasn't well. Says the Mishnah, the shliach is allowed to give the get to this man's wife, becheskas, that the man is alive. Meaning, being that the man, the mishaleach, was either a zaken or a chayla, there's reason to think that maybe he's not alive now. Kamash malon the Mishnah, that being that when the shliach left, the husband was alive, we assume the chazaka that he's still alive. And the halacha is, he can follow through with his shlichos. It's not a get la'achar misa. He can do what it is the husband told him to do. A similar halacha. Bas Yisrael hanasua l'kayin. A Bas Yisrael who was married to a kayin. So the halacha is that a Bas Yisrael that's married to a kayin is allowed to eat truma. Even though a Bas Yisrael can eat truma, but when she's married to a kayin, she's kinyan kaspei of the kayin. As a result, she's allowed to eat truma. B'halach b'aylum dina sayam. And her husband went to Medina sayam. Says the Mishnah, yichalas b'truma. She's allowed to eat truma. Meaning she does not have to be concerned that maybe her husband died. If the husband died and she has no children, then the halacha is she goes back to being just an ordinary Bas Yisrael, which she would not be able to eat. Truma, the Mishnah says, you don't have to worry about that. Why? Becheska shukai. She's allowed to assume, again, chazaka, when he left, he was alive. So she assumes that he's still alive. A third halacha, ashaleya chatasoy mi Medina Sayam. If somebody sent a carbon chatas from Medina Sayam to Eretz Yisrael with a shliach, so a yid had to bring a carbon chatas. But instead of going to Eretz Yisrael himself, he sent a shliach with his carbon. Says the Mishnah, when the carbon chatas arrives in the Beis HaMikdash, makriv enoisa becheska shukayim. The kehanim are allowed to bring the carbon chatas, assuming that the one that sent the carbon chatas is still alive. Meaning, this case of the Mishnah is predicated on a well-known halachin kachim, and that is chatas shemesu baleh. If carbon chatas was set aside, and then the owner of the carbon chatas died. There's halacha l'moishim b'sinai. This is one of the chomesh chatois ha-mesois, that the carbon chatas is l'misa azla. So here too, you have to maybe be concerned that the mishaleach is not alive. If he's not alive, this is a chatas shemesu baleh, it's l'misa azla. You wouldn't be able to bring the carbon chatas. Kamash malon the Mishnah, that being that the mishaleach was alive when he sent the shliach, b'cheska shukayim, we assume that he's still alive. So the Mishnah gave 3 cases that really told the same story. And that is that when you have a shaila, whether somebody is alive or not alive, with ramifications in halacha, if the last thing we know is that this person was alive, even if he was a zaken or a chayla, the halacha is b'cheska shehukayim. We have a right to assume that the person is still alive. And the Mishnah, again, gave 3 cases, each one discussing another area in halacha. First is negei hilchas geirushin, the second is negei hilchas truma, and the third is negei dinei kachim, the sugyas of chata shemesu bala. Now, why the Mishnah would have to tell me the same halacha in 3 different ways, that's something that the Gemara is going to address. Either way, the yesoid of the Mishnah is that a person has a chazaka that he's alive. Truth is, if you look at Rashi in the Mishnah, Rashi is mitzayin chulin daf yud amid beis, where Rashi says that is the makar, which of course it is, to the halacha of chazaka. So really, all the Mishnah is saying is chazaka. And just like chazaka works in so many different sugis hashas, chazaka works when it comes to determining whether someone's alive or somebody's not alive. If the last thing we knew about this person is that he was a chai, we assume that he's still a chai, regardless of what the implications la'alocha are going to be. Zok the Gemara, Amar Rava, Rava said, Loishan, this is that the Mishnah says, that ha'mevi get v'indichai zokin, the halacha is that he's becheska shukayim, or ha'mevi get v'indichai choyla, it's becheska shukayim. That's only true if he was a zokin shleigil gvuris, if he was old, but he wasn't 80 years old yet. Or v'choyla, he was an ordinary choyla, and the reason is, sh'roiv choylam l'chayim, because most choylim go l'chaim. Aval zaken shigil l'gvurois. But if this person wasn't just a zaken, but he was already more than a zaken, he was already 80 years or older, the geises, or he wasn't just a chayla, he was a geises, he's literally lying on his deathbed, where sh'roiv geises in l'misa, where there the roiv is not that he's going to be okay, but rather roiv geises in l'misa, alakadamei raneini, right? Loi, over there it's going to be different, and in those two cases, you're not going to be able to assume chazaka. So Rava said a chiddush. Rava said that the only time I maybe get the nichay zaken, he's becheska shukayin, is if he's not 80 years old yet. And the only time I maybe get v'nichay chayla, we assume that he's becheska shukayin, is if he's only a chayla, but he's not a geises. But once he's a giya l'klau gvurois, or if he's a geises, then the odds start working against him, and over there you can't assume the chazaka. Freit the Gemara, is that true? It's the Abaya. Abaya asked the Kasha on Rava. Maybe you get v'nichay zaki from a braisa. The braisa says, again, there was a shliach chaylacha, and the mishalech was a zaki. How old was the zaki? Says the mish braisa, afilu b'meya shana, even if he was 100 years old, the halach is nois and love, b'cheska shukayim. You can give it b'cheska shukayim. Now the braisa says, even if he's 100, he's older than 80, and you see mefurish that he has this cheska shayim, even if he was a giel l'chal gvuros. So the Gemara says, first teretz is tiyufta. Sounds like it's a teretz because the next words of the Gemara are ve'iba yasema. So tiyufta is usually not a teretz, but just the way you read the Gemara, tiyufta. I hear tzakek shvavi iba yasema, or maybe it's not a tiyufta. Kivan the iflig. And Rashi says that it could be a person that's in his 80s, for example. So then already he loses his cheskas chaim. But once he's iflig, once he's much older than 80. How much older? So the price says 100, but Rashi says he wouldn't have to be 100. Once he's already 90, at that point, it looks like this person is already a little out of the ordinary, and if he's out of the ordinary, so then he gets back his cheskas chaim. So enochinami, someone that's 100 has a cheskas chaim, but somebody that's 82, for example, would not have a cheskas chaim, and that's the point. The point is, even the iflig, at that point, it's already going to be, if Abaya asked the kasha to Rabba, from our Mishnah, we learned in the Mishnah, maybe get v'nichay zaken and chayla, nois l'ma b'cheska shukayim. If somebody made a shliach l'hilacha to deliver a get to his wife, and he was a zaken, or he was a chayla, so the halacha is a shliach, so lad executed shlichas under the premise that the mishalech is still alive. So Abaya's kasha was for a middle, I'll ask you a kasha from a braisa. The braisa says, I raise a gitei shachas kodim misasoi. If a man goes over to his wife, and he says, I'm giving you a get, I don't want the get to be chal right now, I want it to be chal 1 second before I die. This is what he says. Now, why would he do that? Really, he's happily married. He has no interest in divorcing his wife. But at the same time, he knows that when he dies, his wife is going to be zokuk liibum, and he doesn't want her to fully yibum. Maybe because he has a brother that's a katan, and she's going to have to wait until he gets older. Maybe there's a brother that's been dina sayam, whatever the reason might be. But the bottom line is, this man wants to not divorce his wife, but at the same time, circumvent the laws of Yibam. So the basic move, and this comes up very often in Chas, is men would give their wives a get, and they would say, I want the get to go into effect. Sha'achas koidem lemisasai. So says the Braisa, Asura lecha b'truma miyah. The halacha is that this woman, assuming he's a kohen, is immediately no longer allowed to eat truma. And the reason is because we're concerned that this second might be the moment before he dies. As a result, she's now divorced. If she's divorced, she's no longer permitted to eat truma. As long as she's married to a kohen, despite the fact that she's a Bas Yisrael, she's allowed to eat truma. But in the event that she gets divorced, she can't. So we're concerned that any moment he might die. Therefore, the halacha is, asura lecha b'truma miyat. Either way, what was Abaya's kasha? From our Mishnah, it sounds like a person has a cheskas chayim. And therefore, hamevi get v'ndichay zokin or chayla, even a zokin or a chayla, noisim l'becheska shukayim. And yet, here we have a braisa that sounds like in all cases, even if he's not a chayla or a zokin, hareza gitech sha'achas koydan l'misasai, asura lecha b'truma miyat. Amalei, so Rabbi told Abaya, truma agitin karamis, asking a stira from Hilchas Geirish into Hilchas truma, very, very different. Why? Truma efsher, get loy efsher. If you tell this woman that she can no longer eat truma, okay, she's not going to starve to death. She just won't be able to eat truma. She'll have to eat chulin, like most Jews are only allowed to eat chulin. However, if you're going to tell this woman that you can't get married now with this get because I'm concerned that maybe your husband, something happened or whatever exactly it is, so then already you're putting her into a situation of iguna, and because you're putting her into a situation of iguna, so it's for that reason, mishum iguna, akilu bei rabbanon, and it's for that reason we say that for sure we assume that the person's still alive and therefore he's allowed to execute this gerishin. But the Gemara says, v'rami truma, truma. after Abaya asked his kasha to Rabba, which was a kasha from Hilchas Truma to Hilchas Gerishin. What was that? Rabba's teretz? Rabba said, Truma, Agitin Karamis. So Abaya said, I hear what you're saying, but our Mishnah that said that a person has a cheskes chayim didn't just say it with regards to Hilchas Gerishin, it said it with regards to Hilchas Truma as well. And if it said it with regards to Hilchas Truma as well, now already you have a good kasha, now we're talking. Because now I'll prove to you from the Mishnah that even in Hilchas Truma, a person has a cheskes chayim. Yet from the Brayse you see, she'achas koydul misase, asur lecha b'tshuma miyad, that a person does not have a cheskes chayim. So what's the steer in Hilchas Truma? Tanah, we learned in our Mishnah, bas Yisrael hanesu on the coin, bas Yisrael that's married to a coin, b'alof b'ayim dina sayom, and the husband to b'dina sayom, echelis b'tshuma b'cheskes shu chayim, the loch is that she's allowed a truma, b'cheskes, that her husband is alive. What do you see from here? Again, that a person has a cheskes chayim, this is the second of the three cases in the Mishnah, and even in Hilchas Truma, not only when it comes to Hilchas Gerishin with the svaras of Iguna, but even in a basic halacha like Hilchas Truma, still a person has a cheskes chayim. V'reminu, Sabaya asked, this same kasha from the price we just mentioned, you see that a person does not have a cheskes chayim, and don't tell me truma agitin karamis, because this is not truma agitin, this is truma truma karamis. In other words, Abaya's kasha, this is version 2.0, is just a head-on stira between two halachas, both in Hilchas Truma. Our Mishnah says that a Bas Yisrael who's married to a kohen, the Kohen went to Medina Sayam. We have a suffix. We have to get the case clear. Whether he's alive or not alive, the halacha is, he has a cheskes chayim, and therefore, she's allowed to eat truma. Yet, we have a braisa that says, a Bas Yisrael that's married to a Kohen, where the Kohen didn't go to Medina Sayam. He gave his wife a get. He said, I want the get to be chal, sho'achas koydom l'misasi. The halacha is, immediately, she's not allowed to eat truma, because we're concerned that this second might be sho'achas koydom l'misasi. Meaning, he does not have a chazaka that he's going to be alive in 1 second. Therefore, we're concerned that right now, this moment, is really sho'achas koydom l'misasi. So we have a stira. Does a man have a cheskes chayim? Does he not have a cheskes chayim? Both halachas that we're discussing are Negei Hilchas Truma. From our Mishnah, in Hilchas Truma, a person does have a cheskes chayim. Thus, the Bas Kohen is allowed to eat, the Bas Yisrael that's married to a Kohen is allowed to eat Truma. And from the Brice, it sounds like the man does not have a cheskes chayim. Thus, the Bas Yisrael that's married to a Kohen is not allowed to eat Truma. Says the Gemara, Amr Rav Adda, B'reider Rav Yitzchak. So Rav Adda, B'reider Rav Yitzchak answered, he said, Shani Hasam. The case of the Braise is different than the case of the Mishnah, and the reason is Shari Asra Olav Sha Achas Koidim Misasa. The difference is that in the case of our Mishnah, when would she no longer be allowed to eat truma? When and if her husband dies? In the case of the Braise, when is she no longer allowed to eat truma? 1 moment before he dies. What's being matter her, or what's assuring her, I should say, from being able to eat truma in the Mishnah? It's the fact that she's an amana. She's no longer married to a kain. It's the misa of her husband. What's forbidding her from eating truma in the case of the Braisa? It's the fact that the get was chal. When was the get chal? Sho'achas koydim l'misasa. So in the case of the Mishnah, when does the issa go into effect? After he dies. In the case of the Braisa, when does the issa go into effect? While he's still alive, 1 moment before he dies. Once he dies, the get can't go into effect anymore. In get la achar misa. And that's the whole difference. Now the question is why? The Gemara doesn't explain what the difference is. So let's see Rashi inside. Rashi, Dibra Maschel, Shani Hasam, it's the third to last Rashi on the Amid. Shari Asra Sha'achas Koydim Lemisasi. Zok Rashi, Lo'ilam Lo'ichashin Lemisa. Lo'ilam Menachayish Lemisa. Like we saw in our whole Mishnah, 3 cases where Menachayish Lemisa. The Shani Hacho, over here it's different. Shari Asra Mechayim Sha'achas Koydim Lemisasi. Because over here the Isser is going to go into effect not when he dies, but even before he dies. The chol shaita ikalus fuke by his shaita shasida liyaser. And every single moment, you have to be concerned, might be that moment. So if you take Rashi at face value, Rashi sounds like he's saying that, so if the iser truma would be toloi in a bepoil de gemisa, so then enochinami, she would not be aser because it's a cheskes chayim, we're not concerned that the person died. However, being that this iser will go into effect even if he doesn't die, meaning a moment before he dies, even while he's alive, so over there, the Cheskes Chayim can support her case, because even if he's alive, still she could be his Aser, because even while he's alive, the Isser is going to go into effect, because the Isser is meant to go into effect. Now, it's very unclear what Rashi means to say, and the Mefarshim Mucha, they struggle to understand Pashup Shana Rashi, it seems that the simple Havana, the way the Mefarshim understand Rashi, is that Rashi's saying a little bit of a lundus, and that is that in the case of the woman whose husband went to Medina Sayam, there's no guarantee for sure that this woman is ever going to be asur from eating truma, because maybe he didn't die, or maybe he won't die, and as a result, there's no for sure that he's going to be asur to eat truma. Being that it's the misa that creates the iser, so there's like this chazaka that he's bechayim, and therefore she's not going to be asur from eating truma. As opposed to, in this case of the braisa, where the iser truma will happen, sha'achas koidem lemisasoi, it's going to happen while he's still alive. So being that it's going to happen while he's still alive, it's more of a vadai. It sounds that way from the Gemara's dichoy, that the Gemara's trying to say it's a svar. It's not clear what the svar is. But there's like more of a vadai that the iser is going to go into effect, and it's for that reason we assume that she's going to be asur. So maskef for Rapapa, Rapapa said that if you're telling me a svar that's predicated on some level of ados that she's going to be usher because the issa is being chal while he's alive, then how do you know for sure that he's going to die before her? Who said that he's going to die first? Meaning, if we assume that he's going to die before her and she's going to be usher sha'achas koidim lemisasoi, so for sure she's going to be usher at some point. But maybe she's going to die before him, and being that if she dies before him, she will have never been usher to eating truma. As long as she was alive, she was allowed to eat truma. So based on that, so the whole svara falls. El Amr Abayas. Abayas said you have to say different teretz, a more pashta teretz. It's like kasha. It's not a kasha. Again, you have a steer between a mishnah and a brayse. The mishnah is mashma. When achay shlemisa, the brayse is mashma. We are achay shlemisa. Both handling hilchas truma. How do you reconcile this? So said Abayas, very pashta. Hara meir do achay shlemisa. Hara Rabbi Yehuda do achay shlemisa. It's machlokes tanam. Enochanam. You have a steer. It's true. It's a very good kasha. However, there's two shitas hatanam as it relates to whether we're achay shlemisa or not. Rabbi Meir is not achay shlemisa. Rabbi Yehuda is achay shlemisa. What's the makar that there's such a machlokes Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda? Whether we're chayish lemisa or not chayish lemisa. So the Gemara says the Tanan, it's based on a Mishnah Mesechtes Dmai, a Mishnah that we saw in Daf Chafer Med Aleph in the Sugya of Bereira, one of the most famous Mishnayos in Shas. What's the Mishnah? If somebody buys wine from a kuti. So a kuti, for our purposes, we just went through this literally 3 days ago. We don't have to go through the whole arichas again. But the kutim were chashin in the laws of Chumas and Maestras. Worse than the Amiyarets. The Amiyarets were chashid, but Rav Amiyarets ma'asrin heim. But the kutim were much worse than that. If somebody buys from a kuti, it's not tevel. It's becheskas. I mean, it's not dmai. It's becheskas that it's real tevel. Midin vada, you have to be mafresh Chumas. Either way, a person bought wine from a kuti, and he doesn't have the ability right now to be mafresh shumas and maestros. He doesn't have a jug to put the shumas and the maestros into. It's bein hashmashes, it's Shabbos, all the cases that the Rishonim talk about. But the bottom line is, right now he's in a desperate situation, and he has no ability to be mafresh shumas and maestros. So there's an etz. I remember what he should say: shnei lugin shani asa lahafresh harei in shuma. I'm going to be mafresh two lugin. Why two lugin? Because hachab in my eskina where there were 100 lugin, shuma midabeninis is 1/50th, even though chita achas b'teres is agree. So I'm going to give 1/50th, which is 2 out of the 100. I want them to be truma. He's kairish shame right now. He gives it a name, truma. Asara, then 10, or really 9.8. I want to be meiser rishon. Tisha, the 9 remaining should be meiser sheni. Umechol, then he's mechal the meiser sheni onto chulim. The shoyse miyad, he's allowed to drink immediately. Divrei rameir. Why is this a chiddush? The reason this is a chiddush is because right now you weren't mafresh trumas and meisres. So based on right now, l'churi, you have a taruvis between your chulin and your trumas and your maestras, afal pikein, this is something that you're allowed to do. And the Gemara's toiled this in the sugya of Yesh Breyer, that later when you're going to be mafresh trumas and maestras, it's going to be huvra adobo the mafreya, that whatever you drank was chulin, and whatever you were mafresh was the trumas and maestras. As I held Rameh, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Oitzrim, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon, that said that no, it's going to be aser. Now, why is it aser? So the Gemara, earlier on Daf Chafei, initially was toiled this in the machloikis, whether you say yesh breira or ain breira. As if to say Rav Meir holds yesh breira, that's why this works. Whereas Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosi, Rav Shimon, they all hold ain breira. But the Gemara is chayzer, and the Gemara says that lo oilam, everybody holds yesh breira. And the reason, according to Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosi, Rav Shimon, it doesn't work is because we're concerned shemi yibaka anoid. Maybe the noid that you're drinking from is going to break. If it's going to break, you're never going to have the opportunity to be mafresh shumas and maestras. If you'll never have the opportunity to be mafresh shumas and maestras, then you gloy the mulsam afrei, whether you hold yesh breira or ain breira, that you for sure drink tevel, because if you were never mafresh the shumas and the maestras, so then you're going to have a problem. What did Rav Meir respond to Rav Yehuda, Rav Yosi, Rav Shimon? The kishay yibaka, which in English means, I'm not worried, shemi yibaka anoit. So we have a machloikis then between Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, are we chayish shem yibak anoid? Are we not chayish shem yibak anoid? Rabbi Meir was not chayish. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, was chayish. Says the Gemara, a leap of faith. Just like Rabbi Meir is not chayish shem yibak anoid, he's not chayish lemisa. Just like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, are chayish shem yibak anoid, they're chayish lemisa. The Gemara makes these two chashoshos, tali zebezeses. The Gemara, that's the teretz. The Mishnah that says he's not chayish lemisa is Rabbi Meir. Oh, and by the way, Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, who is not chayish shem yibak anoid, is also not chayish lemisa. Therefore, the halach is that the price that says that we're worried that maybe he's going to die and therefore every minute is going to be Sha'achas Kaidul Misas, he's going to coin to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, there, Chayesh Shem Yibak Anoid, and just like the Chayesh Shem Yibak Anoid, so too the Chayesh Shem Yisrael. Rabbi said a different teretz. He said a major lumdus, I am the related raid bites. And that is Shema Meis Loi Chayshinon, Shema Yomos Chayshinon. In our Mishnah, what's the Shiloh? The Shiloh is this second, when she wants to eat Truma. Is her husband alive or is he not alive? For that, there's a Cheskes Chaim that says, we're not Chayesh that he died. Shema Meis, maybe he's dead Achshav. For that, Loi Chayshinon. However, in the case of the Braisa, what's the Shaila, whether she could eat Truma or she can't eat Truma? Is this Shah Achas Koydin L'Misasai or is it not Shah Achas Koydin L'Misasai? The question is he going to die in a minute from now? If it's Shah Achas Koydin L'Misasai, at that point, the Gerushin goes into effect and as a result, she's not allowed to eat Truma anymore. Shema Yomus, he might die in a minute. For that already, Chashinon. And that's the Teretz. The Mishnah is a Shailah of Shema Meis. Shema Meis, Loi Chashinon. The Brice is a Shailah of Shema Yomus. Shema Yomus, Chashinon. What's the difference? The difference is that a person has a Chazaka that he's alive. Right? So if we know last about a person, he was alive, and now you have a Shailah about him, so we could assume he's alive. But no one has a Chazaka that he's going to be alive. And the reason is because, unfortunately, no one's going to be alive forever. So, Shema Meis, for that is a chazaka. Right? It's possible you're alive now. Chdeis or not. But that you're always going to be alive not. So, being that no one's always going to be alive, everyone at some point will be yomus. So, therefore, Shema Yomus Chayshinon. Shema Meis, for that you have a chazaka. But Shema Yomus, you can't have a chazaka. And the reason is because everyone at some point is going to die. Now, the question is, I hear everyone at some point is going to die. But the question is, will a person die in a second from now? Mechatesi, you shouldn't have a chazaka for that. So that alarmed them already. Talk about, could be this has to do with chazaka asuya lishtanois. Right, there's halacha about chazaka asuya lishtanois. But then you'll tell me, monoshach, if it's chazaka asuya lishtanois, so then that shouldn't work for Shema Meis either. Again, there's a lot of alarmness over here. But the ikur pashup shot in the Gemara's teretz, contrary to the first teretz of the Gemara, is very, very simple. What the Gemara is saying is, when the question is he alive now? So for that you have a chazaka. But if the question is, will he be alive or will he die? For that ready, you don't have a chazaka. Shema meis lo chayshinon, shema yomus chayshinon. But the Gemara says, is that true? That as it relates to shema yomus chayshinon, meaning you're telling me that as it relates to shema meis, everyone holds lo chayshinon. As it relates to Shema Yomus, there everybody holds Chayshinon. But Amalei Rav Adar Bar Masa LeRav, Rav Adar Bar Masa told Rav, for Noid, the case of the Noid, right, the case of the Kechami Ben Akutim, the Shema Yomus, that's similar to Shema Yomus, right? Right now you want to drink. The problem is, maybe the Noid is going to break later. Now, if you're telling me Shema Yomus Chayshinon, so everybody should be Chayish Shema Yibaka Noid. So why does Rav Meir not worry Shema Yibaka Noid? Why did he say L'kshe Yibaka? L'chari, this is a question of Shema Yomus. And yet you see there's a machloikis. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Mideskarta. Rav Yehuda Mideskarta said, Shani Noid, the Efshe the Masalei L'Shaymer. Even though Shema Yomus Chayshinon, Belav Dafka Shema Yibaka Hanoid Chayshinon. And it's a pashut svara. Everyone's going to die at some point. And you can make Shomer from today till tomorrow. It's got the Chnunu Shalfen. The end of the day, right? That's just the way it works. But in terms of Shema Yibaka Noid, Lav Dafka, the Noid has to break. Meaning it's true, it's a Shema, and we're dealing with Chazaka, is based on something in the future. But Zilbas HaTaima, the whole time is that everyone at some point is going to die. But Lav Dafka, Shema Yibaka Noid. And the reason is, the Efshad HaMasal Leila Shomer. So ask for Rav Sharshia. Rav Sharshia said, Arvech, Arvech Tzarech. He says, you're going to appoint a Shomer to watch the night, and therefore you're so confident that this night is never going to break. How do you know that nothing is going to happen to the Shomer? Meaning, if you're worried Shema Yibaka Noid, and we're always worried that things are going to happen in the future, so what's the teretz? The teretz is, no, I could always do something. maybe that thing itself that you're going to do is not good enough. You have an Arav, your Arav needs an Arav. The Shomer, who's the Arav over there? Adaf HaNegin is Arav. Elam HaRava. So Rava said, you're right. He was so compelled by this question, he said, let me tweak my answer. I mean, the answer is the same answer, but I have to tweak it a little bit. And that is Shema Meis Loicha Shinon, Shema Yomus Tanahi. Shema Meis, as it relates to the Mishnah, Loicha Shinon. So the Mishnah, everybody agrees with, because in the Mishnah, we're dealing with a Shai of Shema Meis. Shema Meis Loicha Shinon. However, as it relates to Shema Yomus, the Braisa, that's Taka b'machloikis Shnuya, which machloikis, the machloikis Tanon, as it relates to Alekeich Yami Ben Akutim. So the bottom line is we had a Mishnah that mentioned three different cases of where a person has a Cheskas Chayin, where we're not concerned that maybe a person dies specifically as it relates to Truma. That's where the Gemara had its lengthiest discussion. That a woman whose husband went to Medina Sayyam and she has a suffix now. He was a Kohen, she's a Bas Yisrael. Is he alive? Is he not alive? That she's allowed to continue eating Truma. I, we have a Mufurish, a Stira, Bas Yisrael that was married to a Kohen, where the man gave his wife a get. He said, I want to get to be Chal Shah Achas Koydin Lemisasai. That Loch is Asur Lacho, but Truma we add. Why? Because we're concerned that maybe he's going to die. Are we chayish he's going to die? Are we not chayish he's going to die? Does the person have a cheskes chay? Does the person not have a cheskes chay? And really, the maskana, there were three mahalchim in the Gemara. The first, which is the hardest teretz, the Gemara said a svara that it could be where the Isser is going to come about after the Misa, so for that you have the Cheskas Chayim. But if the Isser is going to come about while the person is still alive over there, maybe you do not have the Cheskas Chayim. The second teretz was Loi Kasha, Hara Meir, Hara Yehuda, could be telling the Machlokes Tanam, whether we're Chay Hashem Yibok Anoit, we're not Chay Hashem Yibok Anoit. An interesting Tulia, the Shaila Hashem Yibok Anoit, Loi Chashin Hashem Yibok Anoit, is the same Shaila for Chay Shlomisa, we're not Chay Shlomisa. The third teretz was really the Lamdisha teretz, and that is Shema Meis, Loi Chashinon, Shema Yomus, Chashinon, or Shema Yomus. So the third case was a Kachim case, and the Gemara digresses for literally 1 second as it relates to the Kachim. That is, how could a person make a shliach to bring a carbon for him in the Beis HaMikdash? He's in Medina Sayyam, and he's sending a shliach to bring a carbon for Be'ino Smicha. One of the halachas is a carbon needs smicha. Who has to do smicha? The Baalim has to do smicha. Can't make a shliach to do smicha for you. So if you need to do the smicha, then lachar, this whole case doesn't even start. Rav Yosef said, the carbon nashim. It's talking about where the mishalech was an isha. An isha's carbon doesn't have smicha. Rapapa said, the chatos oif. It was talking about not just a regular chatos, but a chatos oif, which is also, you see from here, included in the chamesh chatos ha-mesos, and the lachal moish misinai, but there's no smicha on a knife. That's what the teretz is going to be. Going back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah gave three cases of where a person has a cheskes chay. First was hilchas geirishin, and maybe get the shlich's allowed, assume the mishalech's alive. Second one was the case of truma, the third is the case of chatas. And the word says, v'tzrich, I need all three. Yesh minan get, and I only know by get a person has a cheskes chay, v'rtum mishum dolay efsher, mishum meguna, kilu bei rabono, we don't want it to be stuck. Abel truma, the efsher, aim aloy. But truma, you could always eat chulim. Yesh minan truma, had I only know by truma, I would have thought, dezimnan dolay efsher. Truma, sometimes you can't eat. What if the only thing you have available is truma? So maybe then we have rachmanis, and we say you could have a cheskes chay. Abel chatas, or chatas ha'oif, misveiko leileo chulim lazar. Mechitesa, allow the carbon chatas into lazar. You want to bring a chatas? So old school, show up and bring the carbon chatas. Mechitesa, you can do it all you did. Shliach, tzricha. Therefore, the Tana, the Mishnah, had to tell me all three cases. Either way, we're going to just make a schola on the next Mishnah, and then we're going to exhale and go into the raid and be mamshich tomorrow. Shloisha dvarim amar Rabbi Elazar ben Prata lefnei chacham. So Rabbi Elazar ben Prata said three things in the presence of the chachamim. The kaimu is dvarav, and the chachamim were mekabel all three things Rabbi Elazar ben Prata said. And it's only gay at the sugya that we've been learning today, and that is that a person has a cheskes chayim. Number one, al ir shehikifa karpon. There was a city that was surrounded by oivdei kaychavim, meaning they laid siege. Valasfina meterefes bayam. Or there's a svina that's at sea and there's a storm going on. Valayoitza lidoin. Or somebody is going to have to stand in front of a judge. They're going to have to don him. All three of these people, shem becheskas kayam. They're all becheskas that they're alive. Meaning all three of these situations is a reis over here. Something is not perfect right now, right? There's an eis tzari hila yakev. But at the same time, there's still a cheskes chayim, and as a result, they all have chazok. But let's say you have a city where they didn't just surround the city, but they actually entered the city. Usfina sha'av de bayon. Or there's a sfina that literally sank at sea. Or somebody is on death row, meaning they're already paskin. He's not a yoytze lidoin, but he's actually a yoytze laharek. In those cases, over there, the person loses his Cheskes Chaim, but at the same time, he also doesn't have a Cheskes Meis. Rather, he gets the Chumras from both sides. What's the bottom line? Bas Yisrael LeKoyin, Bas Koyin LeYisrael, Lo Yitoicha B'Truma. A Bas Yisrael LeKoyin was only allowed a Truma for a husband's alive. We're not sure he's alive. Can't eat Truma. And Faker, a Bas Koyin LeYisrael, who would be allowed to eat Truma if her husband was not alive, also Lo Yitoicha B'Truma, because there's a concern that maybe he is alive. Just to start the Gemara. I'm Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef said, Lo Yishanu, this halacha was only said, El Bebezin Shal Yisrael. But as it relates to a beznit shalev dekechavim, kiven the gomer leidina liktanula miktol ktalim. So Rabbi Yosef was commenting on one of the halachas that we mentioned in the Mishnah. Right, we had three cases where a person has a cheskas chaim, and three cases where a person doesn't have a chazaka that he's alive. He also doesn't have a chazaka that he died. One of the three cases where a person has a chazaka that he might be alive, but also might not be alive, was someone that's yoytza leharek. So someone that's yoytza leharek, he doesn't have a cheskas chai, because lamaisa, right now, he's on death row. But at the same time, he also doesn't have a chazaka that he's not alive. So Rabbi Yosef said, this halach is only true bebezin shal Yisrael. As opposed to a bezin shal oivdei kechavim, kiven de gama leidino liktala miktol katlile. Once a person already was gepaskin, they said that this person's going to go lamisa, at that point we assume for sure he's going to die, and he's not a suffix anymore. Maybe he's becheskes kai, and maybe he's becheskes meis. We assume for sure that he's becheskes meis. Amalei Abaya. So Abaya said, why would you assume that? Why would you assume that? Meaning, what's the hergish that Rabbi Yosef is saying? Rabbi Yosef is saying that a bezin shal Yisrael, even if they already paskin that this person's supposed to die, you never give up. We always assume that the Dayanim are going to be mamish burning the midnight oil to try to figure out a way to come up with an Eitzah. Oh, but the Bez and Shalev, they don't care. So if they decide he's died, okay, so he died, right? Doesn't matter. And as a result, over there, and a chenami, you have a cheskas that you're not alive. Sambaya told Rabbi Yosef, I'm masking to the sensitivity, but I'm coming from another angle. Bez and Shalev, nami mekabli shuchta. Right, the mekabli shoichad. So why are you assuming for sure that this person's dead? What if somebody, you know, you never know. That might change the whole story. So if that changes the whole story, so why is the fact that he might be mekabel shoicha not a cheshmin? Amaleisa, he told him that there's a methodology to the madness. Even people that are mekabel shoicha, they have their own ethics that they follow. Ki shakli mekame de lachtam pursi shanmeg. Before the gemardin in English, the mekabel shoicha dal. The boss of the michtam pursi shanmeg lo shakli. But once already there's a gemardin, at that point they no longer take exhale. So today's daf was miut hakamis. It went relatively quickly. It's roiva echos sugyav cheskes chayim. There's a lot happening here. But as it relates to raid, we're going to go back to yesterday's raid and be'ezras Hashem speak out a part two. So yesterday we spoke about the tshuva in shailos tshuvas noida b'Yehuda. It's yerudeya madura kama simin tzadik gimel be'inyan l'shem yichud. The background was that the Shoyl, Rabbi Yisachar Ber Bloch, he sent four questions to the Noida B'Yehuda. Incidentally, we mentioned yesterday that he asked the Noida B'Yehuda very much if he can incorporate his tshuvas inside Shailos HaTshuvas Noida B'Yehuda. He wanted very much that these tshuvas would be a zikaron for him. And the Noida B'Yehuda wrote back to him that even though it was already all worked out and even had the names of the simonim and the numbers and everything was ois gerechent, but I tried to acquiesce, and if this is something that means so much to you, I'm going to give it to you. After the shir, the Olam researched a little bit and we discovered that Rabbi Yisachar Ber Bloch didn't have any children. And it's Yitachin that this is why he wanted to have this zikaron, that he should be zoicha, that he should have a memory, the kachava. He is the shoyl and maybe the most famous tshuva. It's shaylos tshuvas noida b'Yehuda. But either way, the fourth question that the shoyl asked the noida b'Yehuda was a technical question regarding the havana and the way you're supposed to recite the piyut of l'shem yichud. So there's a minig by many, many yidden that before they do a mitzvah, so they say l'shem yichud kutcha berichu shchinte bedchilu rechimu liyache yudke bevavke l'shem kol Yisrael. And he had a question, did the shoyl, in terms of the technicalities of this nusach of l'shem yichud. And the Noida B'Yehuda wrote to him, he said that ad sha'ato shayaleini nusach amirasai, he says, before you ask me a question regarding the nusach of l'shem yichud, yoyser roi l'shalim noymar kitayv amirasai, you should be asking me a better question, and that is, should we be saying l'shem yichud, or should we not be saying l'shem yichud? And the Noida B'Yehuda went on, and he wrote a tshuva about why he felt very, very strongly that this minute to say l'shem yichud was not okay, and that really a person has no place into saying L'shem Yichud. So yesterday we went through the tshuva, and really the tamsus that came out was that the idea of saying L'shem Yichud is predicated on something that's mavur in Sifrei Kabbalah, and that is that when a Yid does a mitzvah, there's tremendous tikkunim that take place in all the olamos. There's a yichud that happens through a person's mitzvah between kutcha bericha v'shchinta. When a Yid does a mitzvah, he's miyached the shem yudke and the shem vavke. And there's so much happening. And the inyan of saying l'shem yichud is that when a person does a mitzvah, being mindful of the fact that there's tremendous tikkunim that are happening in the olamos, you should actually, in terms of mitzvah srichas kavanah, be mechaven that you're doing a mitzvah that's going to make these tikkunim. And not just be mechaven, to say it also. And that's the background of L'shem Yichud. The Noida B'Yehuda in his tshuva didn't question the premise of all the tikkunim that take place in the Olam HaYisrael Yoinim when a person does a mitzvah. This is Teres Asoy, Teres Rashbi, Teres Arizal 101. And he didn't question that for 1 second. The question was whether Asher Alken, does that mean that a person should, or maybe even has a responsibility now, to acknowledge that before he does the mitzvah, to be mechaven for it, and maybe even to say it in a nusach, the nusach of L'shem Yichud. And that the Noi Debuda held unequivocally no. And he really based it on the Gemara in Masechet Tzvachim, Daf Beis Amud Beis, and what emerged was three things. The first thing is, and the Noida B'Yehuda says this with Bak Tzeiner, he says that even though it's true that when a person does a mitzvah, there's tremendous tikkunim that take place in the Al-Yoinim, but what you have to know is that kol ha-tikkunim l'mayla nasin me'eleim, all these things happen by themselves. Al-Yidei Maseinu, and we don't need to be mechaven and somehow make it happen with our kavana. Whether we understand these tikkunim or don't understand these tikkunim, whether you have the kavana or don't have the kavana, is irrelevant. The metzius is that it happens. So the first thing you have to understand is that all these tikkunim and all these things all happen by themselves. As it relates to maybe there should be a ma'ila, maybe in Hilchus Lishma, there should be some cheshbon that you should have in mind. Say tonight to Behuda, take a look at Zvachim Daf Beis Amud Beis. The Gemara says that even though L'shem Shisha Dvar Mazavach Nizbach, if a person does a Shchita, a Kabbalah, a Ilacha Shchita, any one of the Dalai Avodah Saddam, there's an inyan to have a Machshav of Lishma, a Bestam of Lishma. And the reason is because being that karbon is a imid lahakrava, so therefore the stas far as dach has been from stam lishma. So said the Noida B'Yehuda, just like the stam lishma when it comes to karbonos avodas adam, so too there would be a stam lishma when it comes to asiyas hamitzvahs. And the Noida B'Yehuda said, I'll tell you even more, because the Mishnah says, Amar Rabbi Yosi, that even though mi'ikra then a person is supposed to have a kavan of lishma, but astum bezdin deloy lemer lishma, duma asu lemer shaloy lishma. Bezdin was concerned that if you would go and execute and you would actually be mechaven lishma, maybe by mistake you'd end up thinking shaloy lishma. So said the Noida B'Yehuda, madach when it comes to bringing a carbon, where in his words, it's a chash rochik, that you would actually be mechaven shaloy lishma, atu lishma. Still, Chazal said, let's be soy mechan astam lishma, kavachoymer. So the bottom line is, what is the sheet of the Noida B'Yehuda? Avada, avada, and avada. When a person does a mitzvah, it's piled tremendous tikkunim in all the olamos. But at the same time, those tikkunim happen me'eleim. Al yidei maseinu, whether we have kavan or don't have kavan. Number one. Number two, stama lishma. So even if there is a maila of somehow thinking it, stama is as if you thought it. And by the way, just like Chazal with Kaveh, Asnu Bezl, like Lemi Lishma, Duma Asnu Lemi Shalai Lishma, Kavachayma, when it comes to this Indian, I think for sure that this is the way it's supposed to be. Now the tshuva of the Noida B'Yehuda was written specifically with regards to Kavanas HaMitzvahs. And that's why yesterday's raid, and really, a lot of the lundus of this tshuvas Noida B'Yehuda, and there's a lot of lundus, is rooted in the sugya of mitzvos tzriches kavana, stama lishma, because the ikur tshuva was written with regards to kavanas mitzvos. What's l'shem yichud? L'shem yichud is, you're about to do a mitzvah, so you say l'shem yichud. It's a hilchus kavanas mitzvos. But I think it's pashit, and it's very meduyik that way, in the Noida B'Yehuda as well, that the same shmuz of the Noida B'Yehuda is true b'negeya kavanas ha-tefillah. Meaning, when a person davens, you have to have kavana, the shas, you daven. In terms of the kavana that you're going to have when you daven. On a simple level, there's kavana that you're having, which is pirush hamilas. Halavai, we should be zoicha to have proper kavana, pirush hamilas. But then, of course, there's the kavanas of dari, and there's soidos that are included in kavanas atfilo. L'chura, it's pashit. That the Noida B'Yehuda's madracha in this tshuva was true sai for kavanas mitzvahs and sai for kavanas atfilo. Now you're going to say mechateisi. So just listen to Lashoni Azov of the Noida B'Yehuda. We just read it a minute ago. After he says that Chazal asnu bezim loyla, that you shouldn't say Lashma Duma Asalame Mishloy Lashma, so said the Noida B'Yehuda that the Ani Yom and Choshu Hasam Shloyom Lashmay Pin Yom Shloy Lashma, the Chin Shloy Yachshav Lashmay Pin Yachshav Shloy Lashmay, Afshuch Shashu Rochik Shayit Ben Lashmay Vishloy Lashmay, Kal Vachoymer Bekavonis Hatfila. The hamitzvos sheish bem kama yikuli upshuri etc. that I show some mitzvah l'shem mitzvahs. He threw in tefillah, and Emes says if you look in the drosh of the Noda B'Yehuda, the drosh hey by slichas, the censored drosh there too, parts of it that we have, he mentions tefillah, and it seems pretty clear from the Noda B'Yehuda that he's not just saying a shtickle Torah in mitzvah slichas kavana, he's saying a shtickle Torah in kavana sa tefillah as well. Dovid do achasi. And that is that even though there's an idea of being mechaven on a much, much higher level, but at the same time, it sounded like the Noda B'Yehuda was being mefakfek a little bit in that Indian, but homia, for sure, it's not necessary. And the reason is because kol atikunim lemaila nasin meileim al yedei maseinos. I just want to be marchiv this Indian a little bit. First of all, just to appreciate a little bit better this idea of that when a person does a mitzvah, a person has kavana b'shas tefillah, that it's oisa tikunim lemaila. And really, the place to start is in the Nefesh HaChaim. Nefesh HaChaim, Reb Chaim Volozhiner. This is from the Beis Medrash of the Vilna Gaon. And it's Shar Aleph. Literally, chapter 1, verse 1, Nefesh HaChaim. The whole Shar Aleph talks about this Indian. So Reb Chaim Volozhiner starts Nefesh HaChaim with a pasuk in Bereshis that says, Vayivra Elohim es ha'odam betzalmoy, betzalem Elohim bara oisoy. Parsha Shmois, the Torah says again, ki betzalem Elohim also es ha'odam. Says Reb Chaim Volozhiner. He oimek pinimius inyan atzalem. The pinimius of the tzalem who midvarim ha'oimdem berumay shal oilam for who koilo roif sisrei pinimius hazoya. This is the way Reb Chaim Volozhiner starts Nefesh HaChaim. Omnom kan nedaber b'milas tzalem b'derech ha'pashtonim ha'rishonim zal. But I want to talk a bit about al derech pshat. Now if you ever learn Nefesh HaChaim Shar Aleph, it's heavy, heavy Kabbalah. But the Hakdama of the Nefesh HaChaim is not Kabbalah. I'm not talking Kabbalah. We're going to talk a little bit more al derech pshat. But either way, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, what does it mean that man was created in the image of God, right? Man was created b'tzelem elikim. What does that mean? The Eibishter doesn't have a tzelem. It's one of the Yud Gimel Ikrei Amunah, that the Eibishter is enegof, lo yasigub, masigegof, ein lo shum dimyon klal. So what does it mean that man was created with Tzelem Elikim? And more, why is it Tzelem Elikim? Why is it not Tzelem Avaya? Why is it not Tzelem Adnus, Tzelem Tzvokos? Why is it Tzelem Elikim? So it says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, the tour in Reb Chaim Simen Hei, when he says Poshib Shat in what a person has to be Mechavim, when he mentions the Shemus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu during Tefillah, so he says, what's the Kavana that you're supposed to have when you come to the Shem Elikim? Says the Torah that Eibishter is a Bal Koichos Kulam. The Eibishter created the world. He's Boireas Oilam. He's Manigas Oilam. And that's the Kavana that a person's supposed to have at the time that he says the word Elikim. Man was created with Tzelem Elikim, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, in that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Baal Koiches Kulam, the Eibishter gave us a kinetch of that. We're in the image of that. We have the koyach, just like Kavi Yochel, to also go ahead and be boina, and to be boire, and to be manik, Kavi Yochel on some level like Kutche Baruch Hu. The beginning of Perek Gimel. Kein b'dimyon zeh Kavi Yochel, Baruch Hu Yisbaruch HaSa'odam. That's the way the Eibishter created man. The Hishlitoi. The Eibishter gave us shlita, control. Al ribei rivavon koichos v'olamos ein mispar. U'misarim b'yadoi, sh'yehu ha'medaber v'amanigoysam. Al pi kol protei tenuois maisa v'diburav. U'machshavoysa v'chol sidrei hanogoysam heim l'toi v'lehefechas v'shom. He says every single maisa that a person does, every mitzvah that you do, you're mamish making grace zachin in the himlach. And every avera that you do, l'hepechas v'shom. It's going to be just the opposite. Ki b'maisa v'diburav, u'machshavoysa v'toivim, u'mekayim v'noisim koyach bekama koychos v'olamos al yoyin ha'makdoshim. And then he famously says, if a person has a machshava v'aveir, it's worse than what Titus did when he brought the dvarim you do in Vatikim. It's scary. Agav ad l'ma'oy, that Nefesh HaChaim talks about right in the beginning of Shaar Aleph. Al kopanim, what does it mean that man was created b'tzelem alekim? What it means is that we have a shaychus to the fact that the Eibush is a bal koiches kulon. The Eibush is a bal koich, and the Eibush gave us a me'ein that, and therefore we have the ability to be boirei and boina and machrim and soiser. Obviously, we get that koich from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that's the oimik of what it means when we say the man was created b'tzelem alekim. B'chaim v'lajin, I'm skipping to the end of Shaar Aleph. This is already in Perek Chaf Aleph. He says that v'zu hoisa gam kol inyan avidosam shala avos. We know the Avos HaKadoshim, they kept the Torah before it was given. Why did they keep the Torah before it was given? Why? They weren't commanded to do it. They weren't mitzvah v'oisa. They weren't even an ena mitzvah v'oisa. There was no nesinas HaTorah. So why was Avram Avinu Makan called the Torah Kulav Afilu Erev Tavshilin? What Pashib Shad? Why Noyach know the Torah? He knew the difference between the Behemah Torah and the Behemah that was a Nenu Torah. Says Reb Chaim V'Loshen, it's not because they were doing it Sivu Yashem, it's because they understood the Mitzias of the Bria. And they understood that when a person does a mitzvah, it makes tikkunim in the oilam. And when a person does an Avera, it's Lehepech. And that's not totally in the Sinas HaTorah. And therefore, even actually Nitna HaTorah, this was something that they did. They were able to be masik, all these inyanim and all these different tikkunim. And that's why they went ahead and they did the mitzvahs. And then Reb Chaim V'Loshen famously says, that's why you find Yaakov Avinu married two sisters, and you find that there were some times that they didn't, and the reason is because they understood then that al pi the tikkunim, it would have been better not to do the mitzvah. Yaakov Avinu understood that Klal Yisrael and the tikkunim and the olamos would happen a little bit better if he was going to marry two sisters. Now, once the Torah was given, what did Yeshaya Navi tell Chizkiyo? Bahadi kafshu d'rachman olam aloch. But actually, in the Torah, where there's no tzivoy, there's no madam mifkidus, because there was no tzivoy yet, so why are they keeping the Torah out the tikkunim? So zil basa taimah, go basa the tikkun. If the tikkun is to do the mitzvah. But if there's a better tikkun by marrying two sisters than adarava, then it would make more sense to marry two sisters. Says Reb Chaim V'Loshen, that's why you find that by all the tzaddikim that kept the Torah actually nitna, you find the loshen of Elohim. Vayisalech hanoich eso Elohim. Eso Elohim is halich noyach. Hu Elohim asher hisalchu avoysai lefanah. Because that's the oimik. Why were they keeping Torah mitzvahs? Alts the tzelem alekim. Alts the bal koichai skulam. That's the reason that they were doing it. And because that's the reason that they were doing it, so says Reb Chaim V'Loshen, that's why we always refer to the Shem alekim. This is again, Reb Chaim V'Loshen, Nefesh HaChaim 101. Literally. It's the first perek. It's the first shah. This is the beginning of the Nefesh HaChaim. I'm skipping now to the last paragraphs of Shaar Aleph. Says Reb Chaim V'Loshen, "Ukashen nechtam Talmud Hakadosh." Says when the Talmud was closed, Ravina Rav Ashi chsimis haTalmud anu ein lanu elu lishma velaski chol akasa b'teir akdoish shikzavich balpe. Meaning, up until the chsimis haTalmud, there was still chidushin. There were rabbonos and gzeiras. But once there was chsimis haTalmud, at that point we don't have the ability to do this anymore. Our job now is to do. That's it. Kachol mishpatim v'chukasam ubezmanam uprotein v'diktukein belina tois mehem netiya kaldim. Says Reb Chaim V'Loshen, "Ukishi yekayim ish Yisrael karoy." And when a yid is going to do this properly, af im lo yichafen, even if he's not going to have kavan, v'gam lo yeda klal tamei amitzvah v'soidos kavanosam, and he's completely clueless. He has no idea. He never opened the Nefesh HaChaim in his life. He doesn't know this. Im kol zeh niskaimu hamitzvos, the mitzvos are mitzvos, v'yisuknu al yedeihem ha'olamos. And all the tikkunim and all the ilamas that have to happen are going to happen. V'yisrabu behem kedusha v'ar. And there'll be a tremendous ribuy of kedusha v'ar. B'chol mitzvah l'v'yishaito u'mekoyr v'inyana v'yutan ois m'lelikim yisbarach shamay. Shekein kava habayri yisbarach shamay tivam shalo ilamas. Shal yisnagu al yedei maisa ha'adam v'chol mitzvah hi ha'oyla me'atzma l'fa pulasa ha'meyuchidla. It happens on its own. Happens on its own. This is mamish the noy de Yehuda's tshuva. But what about somebody that is Zoicha? He understands the Hasagis, which we have Birusha from the Kadisha El Yoinim, the Chachmea Talmud. Or from those that we were zoicha to drink their waters from in the Doros Achroinim. Asher he'iru einenu biktsas tamei v'kavonos ha'mitzvahs. Hurak k'deisha yisboinen kolechel of yisichloi v'asagosoi. Ad heichon magiim kol prote im maisa v'diburov u'machshavoyse v'chol inyonov v'hoilomois v'akoichsel yonu v'tachtoinim. The idea is that if a person can be masik and he understands the Torah of Rashbi and he understands the Torah of the Arizal, so through his baininess and through his havan in it, he'll appreciate it a little bit better. He'll have a better understanding of us tutzach mit the mitzvahs. And it's a good thing. You know why? Because v'yispael, v'yisoyrim yizelasis ulekayim kol ha-mitzvah. Imagine if a person really understood what happens every time he does a mitzvah, every time he does an avera. It would be frightening. It would change a person's avodah. So says the Nefesh HaChaim, there's a tremendous tayalas in that. Because if you know, everything is going to be betachlus adiktuk ubeemu v'yir v'ahava tzuma ubekdusha v'tayrus alef. And then he throws in one line, Reb Chaim Volozhiner. V'ayidezeh, and not just that, but if you're going to know all these inyanim, yigroin tikunim yoyser gedoylem v'aylamais. You're going to be goyim gresser tikunim and v'aylamais mi'im hoya mikayim ha-mitzvah b'loy kedushas v'tayres ha-kavana. Then you would have, had you not had proper kedusha and tayres ha-kavana. Omnam, ha-ikir b'chol ha-mitzvahis li'ikuva u'protei ha-maisu shaleh. But don't think it's ma'akev. So says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, this whole Shar Aleph is true whether a person knows it or doesn't know it. It doesn't matter. It has nothing to do with whether you have a Havon in it or don't have a Havon in it. Mitzvahs ain't Tzriches Kavanah for this Inyan. But at the same time, says Reb Chaim Volozhiner, he throws in at the very, very end of Shar Aleph, that if a person does have Havonah, he is tapped into Torah Sarashbi. He's tapped into the Torah Darizal. Al yideze yigrem tikunim yoyser gedoylem boi lomois miyem hoye mekayim ha-mitzvah boi kedushas v'tayrus ha-kavanah. In other words, Reb Chaim Volozhiner is saying the Noida B'Yehuda, but he's being moisif a very, very, very important knetch. A knetch that sort of is mechayiv on some level, a person that's shayich to it, someone that's a bar hachi, to maybe understand a little bit tamei mitzvahs and to delve in a little bit into the kavanas and to have all the proper kavanas b'shas ma'isa. Because although it's true, like the Noi Debi said, that kol atikunim l'mayla nasim me'eleim al yidei maseinu, but at the same time, there's a certain darga, there's a certain madrega that a person can only get in the event that he understands the tikkun. Emma says that there's another Bismedrish that I think is very, very important to acknowledge as it relates to this shmuz, and that's the Bismedrish of the Heligich Sam Sofer. And I want to give a Yashikoyach to Reb Shimon Shemanowitz from Chon Ali Zayas for being Ma'orer this Tzustel in his Arichos that he wrote on the Indian of L'Shem Yichon, and it's mamish pertinent not to the tshuva of the Noida B'Yehuda, but to the Lev Ha'inyan of the Noida B'Yehuda. And that is that it's not necessary to say L'Shem Yichud, it's not necessary to know about all the Kavanas, because at the end of the day, it's Nasim Eileh, which the Noida B'Yehuda said, which Reb Chaim Volozhiner, Nefesh HaChaim said, albeit with a very, very important asterisk, and that is that it's true that Tikkunim happen in Mela, but there's levels of Tikkunim. And if a person wants to be Zoicha to the real, real levels of the Tikkunim, for that already he would have to know. Now these Truvas Lashon Rabbah of the Chassam Sofer really require more time than we're going to have. But we'll start, and then Be'ez Hashem, maybe we'll do a part three, or maybe we'll find some other time to delve into it a little bit more. But really, it's two Truvas and Shailos Truvas Chassam Sofer. It's a Rechayim Truva Tezvav and Tezayim. Now, Truva Tezvav in Shailos Truvas Chassam Sofer is in Tesan, because there's a Tezvav Aleph and there's a Tezvav Beis. Kach of Amaisa. This is Tezvav Beis. So it's Erechayim Tesvav Beis and Tezayim. So the tshuva of the Chassam Sofer begins with a yid whose name was Reb Avram Tzvi Katz. He sent the following question to the Heilige Chassam Sofer. He said that he davens in a bismedrash, and he went up to daven for the Amid, and he was wearing a rakel, and it was made of wool, and the oil was moicha. They told him that in this Beis Medrash, you can't daven for the Amid if you're wearing wool. So he said, wool? What's wrong with wearing wool? So they told him that, being that there's a chashash that there might be a little bit of pishtan, might be a little bit of linen, and if there's wool and linen together, there's shatnez, we're concerned that you might be wearing shatnez, and as a result, you can't daven for the Amid. He said, Rabbeinu Shloim, every single yid that I know wears wool. Since when are we chayish that maybe there might be a little bit of a pishtan? So they told him it's true, but this Beis Medrash is special. And the reason is because in this Beis Medrash, we daven Nusach Svart. And because we daven Nusach Svart, we have to hold ourselves to a different standard. It's because Nusach Svart is on a whole different Ramah. You see where this is going really fast, by the way. Then Nusach Ashkenaz. So if you were davening Nusach Ashkenaz, nobody would say a word. But the problem is you davening Nusach Svart. And by the way, if you'd be standing in a winkel and somebody would be Moicha, I hear. But to daven for the Yomim and to be a Shliach Tzibur and to be Smedrish, where you daven Nusach Svart, where you wear Tzemen, there might be a little bit of Pishtah. No way, they were Moicha. And he sent a shayla to the Chassam Sofer, and he said, Rabbeinu Shalom, I need a daven for the Yomim, a daf the Breito. And he said, I never heard such a thing. Like, what does this even mean? Yilam Deinu Rabbeinu, Vos Halt the Rebbe, what does the Hilig Chassam Sofer have to think on this noise? So I think we need a little bit of background here. The background is that one of the minhagim of the early Chassidim, the Talmidim of the Maggid, was that they had taken upon themselves not to wear tzemer. So Roif of Yidin wore tzemer. They took upon themselves not to wear tzemer. And the reason they took upon this midi de chassidus was because of a chashash that there might be a little bit of pishton in it. Now the truth is that if this pishton, we're dealing with a chashash isaday reis, shatnas is an isaday reis, and based on that, this is something that could be a problem. But the real kpeda of the chassidim was that, but also it was based on in Yoni Kabbalah. And really it's based on a Shlach HaKadosh. In Shara Oisius, it's in Ois Kof, where the Shlach HaKadosh talks al Derech Said, and he says as follows. He says that the word shatness is Rosh HaTevis Satan Az. Satan Az. In fact, Satan is Rosh HaTevis Shua, Tava, and Nuz, which is the Gemara's description of what shatness is. And said the Shlach HaKadosh, the oimek at the davar is the satan. If you could see the satan, Rachman al-Utzlan, you know what he's wearing? He's wearing a suit and it's made of shatness. This is what the Shlach HaKadosh said. He said, he wears shatness. And that's why shatness has in it merumas, mamish geknipt and gebind in this inyan. And said the Shlach HaKadosh, that if a person wears shatness, he's tachas the memshal of the satan, and it's shayra on him a ruach tumah, and he's a person that has to be careful, befrat binyone yatfilo. So one of the hanhogos toivos that the Talmidei HaMaggid took upon themselves was that no yid was going to wear shatnas. And by the way, this is why chassidim wear bekeches. This is the origin, so I'm told, and that is, it came from this minik, that they started wearing, the people that followed the early rebbes, they took upon themselves that they weren't going to wear tzemer, and that's why their big day and were a little bit mishun. Demis is, this inyan is brought down in the Chidah. The Chidah is Birkei Yosef. It's in Hilchis Kilei Begadim in the Sugyas of Shatnez. It's in Simin. Reish Tzadik Tes. He tells a story. So the Chidah lived in Eretz Yisrael. He was a Shadar, Magal Toiv. He traveled the world. But this is the Chidah living in Chevron, living in Eretz Yisrael. He says, Zesh Shonim Kein Bo Sias Safraya Mikiryas Chutzois Lishkan Kavoy Ba'aretz. He said there were a group of Yidden that came from Chutz La'aretz, came from Europe, to settle in Eretz Yisrael. The train minayu, two of them are Rabbanon, Hameskachim Vametarim Bahadrei Hadarim, that they're taking upon themselves rizige inyonim of kedusha v'tahira. Va'ayin roya hani money derabbanon bikaf regovad roish levushay meshi. He said, I looked at them and from head to toe they were wearing meshi. They weren't wearing tzemer. V'iboylu derabbanon ma mitzvah zu. Umotzek peidah. I never saw such a thing. Every year I know wears wool. So why are you wearing meshi? Amar Rabbanan b'taymo. So the Rabbanan told me, ki l'daitam chutei pishton shel al arevim b'chol bigdei tzemer sheba'olam b'havakalayim. Because we're concerned that there might be a little bit of pishton that's nesarev in the bigdei tzemer. We're afraid there might be kalayim. Dein garmo deshavyayu anafshu l'chol bigdei tzemer mikomokim kebeged kalayim. And therefore they treat every single beged of tzemer as if it might be kalayim, and that's why they're wearing this beged. Elu divrayim. These were their words. So when I heard what they said, I was mamish nispal. I had like a fire burning inside of me. But nobody in my sviva was chayish for this. The Chidah said, I wanted to start dressing like a Rebbe. This is the way he wanted to dress. He said that there was nobody being chayish for it. Because everywhere in Eretz Yisrael, Kol Yisrael, Leif Shem Vigdei Tzemer, B'chol HaMekoyim Eskim Afursam. And then he says, "V'libi hoya mahaseis toder." I used to always think about b'meimer kaddish and hanach chassidim. What these two chassidim told me, I saw that the chaykrim taina that they believed that one of these two chassidim, anyways, that the chidam meant based on circumstantial evidence, was Remeya Mipram Shlan. But Al Kaponim, so the chidam meets Remeya Mipram Shlan and Echad Mechaveiro, two of the early Heilige Rebbes, and he was mamish blown away by this minig toiv that they had, that they were wearing tzemer. But Al Kaponim, this, they weren't wearing tzemer. So this was a minig that apparently was very, very pervasive. And this yid wants to daven for the Yomid, Rav Avram Tzvi Katz, and they told him, not over here. And not if you daven Nusach Svart. You want to daven Nusach Ashkenaz Memelo. But Nusach Svart, this is not something you're allowed to do. So the Chasam Sofer wrote back a letter. Does the Chasam Sofer agree or does he not agree? So he said like this. Ahuvi Yedidi, Halei Shneichem Moidem Sheroiv Kol Yisroel Meluvashim Bebgadim Anal. You're both agreeing in the Shaila that's being presented to me. Everybody agrees that Roiv Yedin they wear Big Day Tzemer. Ve'enam Choshesh and Shemin Asari Behem Chut Pishton. I agree. If somebody is nizer, it's mamish gevalt. But to say that if a person is wearing a beged of tzemer, he's not roy to daven for the yomid. How could you say that? And the emes said the chasam soifer is v'gam shekinegda yachoy legal of moida b'zeh. The kinegda is moida. Elo sha'am atam al pi soid nistor shenuscho svardis enosoy velezeh. That Nusach Svar can't be soivel about tefillah that's wearing a beged of tzemer. So I'll be honest with you, I'm not familiar with this. Maybe they'll come to me. They'll explain to me who, what, when, and where. Then I'll understand. Based on what you wrote in the brief, hevel yiftzapir. To me, Pasha doesn't make any sense. I don't know what that means, that you can't wear tzemer if you're davening Nusach Svar, but if you're davening Nusach Ashkenaz, you could. The Chasam Sofer says, I don't understand what this means. And then the Chasam Sofer goes on, and he says like this, I've already been megala my opinion to all the people that are in my Bismedrish. I was mekabel this from my Rebbes. Who were the Chasam Sofer's Rebbes? V'heim moiri ha-goyin chosit shabagahuno. My reign of Rabbeinu Rav Nosan Adel zeh chetzadik levracha. V'ha-goyin rabin shal kol b'nei ha-goy la-ha-flosal. Thank you, Hashem. I was makabel from them that all the nuschois are exactly the same. That really all the nuschois are exactly the same. When we daven, we are mechaven the das of the Mesachne Atfilus, what they had in mind. Ki kulam ledover echa nischavnu. Ki moi signo necho lekame neviim. Etc., etc. Says the Chasam Sofer, I'm skipping a little bit. Shabon nero likim Ariza tzal. But when the Ariza tzal came, the izen v'chiker v'tike. And he went ahead and he was megaler the kavonis. Ki hu yoda teichen advarim. Because this was something that he understood. Hu hemet besidure kol dover al mechoinoi. He explained all the different kavonis that the anshe knes sagdoilu were mechavim. But he only did it for Nusach Svard. Yan, why? Ki hi hoya Svaradi. Because that was his Messiah. The ilu hu hoya Ashkenazi? But if the Arizal said the Chasam Sofer was an Ashkenazi, oy hoya nimtza ba Ashkenazim ish kamoyu? Or if there would have been someone on the caliber of the Arizal that came from the Ashkenazim, oy oisaka yoitza, the Siddur Ashkenaz. You would have the same thing in the Siddur Ashkenaz. So says the Chasam Sofer, that the Arizal wrote his Pirish and his Kavanah Satfil on Nusach Svar, but the reason is because that was the Nusach Hidavan. That was the reason he did it. V'at b'doyrus ha'achroinim abom b'soyid Hashem, da'i lohem shemivinim divrei Arizal tzal. So he says, today there were tzaddikim that couldn't understand what the Arizal understood, which is to be able to be mechaven to the Kavanah of the Anshik Nazag Doyla, or b'dai lohem that they were born b'soyid Hashem, shemivinim divrei Arizal tzal. But the words of the Arizal, that's something they were able to understand. And being that the Arizal wrote his Pirush on Nusach Svard, so all those tzaddikim that understand the Kavanah Sari daven Nusach Svard. Because the Kavanah of the Ari were written as a Pirush for Nusach Svard. But we can't do it from Nusach Ashkenaz. Therefore, the tzaddikim that understood Kavanah Sari used to daven Nusach Svard. And he says, that's why my Rebbe, Rav Nosson Adler, who ba'atz my oval of Neateva v'spal Nusach Svard, b'sido Ariza tzal, v'chei mori agoyim ba'al afloza tzal. He used to also daven Nusach Svard. And the reason they daven Nusach Svard is because they understood the soidus of the Ari, and the way to be mechaven was the Nusach and the Siddur of that Ri, which was all Nusach Svar. But being said the Chassam Sofer that the Arizal didn't write a Nusach Ashkenaz, it wasn't shaykh for them to write a Nusach, it wasn't shaykh for them to tendaven a Nusach Ashkenaz. In fact, he says that after the Afloh was Nifter, he says the Afloh's son, Afilu Benoy Hagoyim Bal Machna Levi Zatzal, Loishina Nusachas Ashkenazi. And as soon as he was Nifter, the whole Kehil in Frankfurt, the mind, everyone back to davening Nusach Ashkenaz. Because they weren't davening Nusach Svard, Mitzad, or Chashivos and a Milo that the Nusach had Batsin. But it was based on the fact that the kavanas that they were going to have was only shaykh for them to have in this way, and it's for that reason this was the nusach that they davened. But the bottom line is, Sedech Sam Sofer, back to the Shoyl, he wrote back to him and he said that I understand that it's a beautiful anhaga kodesh yomerloi to any person that wants to be chayish to all these inyanim as relates to shatnes, but to say that echabsan afkamin if you davening nusach svad and nusach ashkenaz, I never heard that there would be a maila nusach svad over davening nusach ashkenaz. They're both real nuschais, and they're both mesakin everything that needs to happen. The only nafke mina is, said the Chassam Sofer, is that if somebody wants to daven with kavanas Ari, being that the Arizal wrote his kavanas on Nusach Svar, he has no choice but to daven Nusach Svar. Because nobody could be mechaven today to what the Arizal would have written had he wrote his kavanas on Nusach Ashkenaz. So that's the only etzer to do it. And because that's the only etzer to do it, so it's for that reason this is the way it has to be done. But in terms of whether or not there's a maila to Nusach Svar over Nusach Ashkenaz, that's not something that you have to do. Now, what does it have to do with our raid? Because if you look closely at Lashoni Azov of the Chassam Sofer said very, very clearly. He said that although a person could only have the kavanas of the Arizal when he davens Nusach Svard, but at the same time, you don't have to have the kavanas in order for your tefillahs to be able to be poil, whatever it is, your tefillahs are going to be poil. Let's read it again inside. You have to hear this whole paragraph. Aval any tonu yodei lo hitzi kemi nosach Ashkenazi. Al kein toiv lehem lespalu misid esfardim shenirsha shom makam eicholos vayichudim al piyari. Umashi ispalu Ashkenazi. Afal pisha gam shom nirmez akoil. And here's the punchline. V'hamispalu al das hamisakin hanuschahi. If somebody davens and he has in mind whatever the kavanas were of those that wrote the tefillahs, and probably you don't even have to have the kavanas. It's leiv bez de masna leim. Ad mehero yarutz tavari. He shouldn't think for one second that his tefillahs are not going to be poil. Ad mehero yarutz tavari. Umikom makoim. However, noyach lehem lispalo mashem levidim and mashem lispalo adasam asakin. But these tzaddikim, they preferred to daven in a way that they understood. Why should they daven al das Hamisakin, if you could daven and actually have the kavanah, but you want to know in terms of what's going to come out from it? Ad mehera yoritz devarei. All you need to do is you need to be mispal al das hamisakin. It's the yisoid of the Noi de Yehuda. It's the yisoid of Reb Chaim Volozhin. You don't have to have the kavanah in order for you to be able to be poil and for you to be able to tuoif the tikkun that you're trying to tuoif. The tikkun is something that happens b'memeila. And therefore, if you don't have it, it's fine. And you can have a Nusach Ashkenaz, and you'll end up with your tefillah being in the same place as Nusach Svart. I'm sorry for himself to have a Nusach Ashkenaz. So you don't have to have that kavanah. It's not something that you necessarily have to do. It was Noyach Lehem, and that was the only reason that they did it. So Rav Shimonovitz, in his chibur, he made a deal. He said, if the Chassam Sofer held like Reb Chaim Volozhin, and he held that this farta maila to have the kavanah, like Reb Chaim Volozhin said, because you can make more tikkunim. So why did the Chassam Sofer say that it's mikomokim noyach lehem leispalo? Sounds like maybe he should have said a little bit sharper. He should have said, at the end of the day, you're going to be poyolois more. So it almost sounds like he's saying it more like the Noi de Yehuda, and not even with that Tosefisk nature of Reb Chaim Volozhin, which is ironic, because that comes from the Beis Medrash of the Goyim. But the bottom line is, that's this Indian. That when a person does a mitzvah, when a person davens, it makes tremendous, tremendous tikkunim and doylamas. And whether a person understands or doesn't understand, that's already a shailim, bechinis, and a madregis. But in terms of his mitzvahs and his tefillahs, being able to be poyol and being oyset, that's something that for sure he's going to be able to do. Lamaisa, the tshuva that we just learned was tshuva tezvav. It goes vaitin to tshuva tezayin. And Lamaisa, there was a follow-up that was sent by this kehila, it seems, to the Chassam Sofer. And in this follow-up, the shoyl told the Chassam Sofer about a tshuva that was written by the Heilige Yismach Moshe. That the Yismach Moshe had written a tshuva, and it's in Shailos tshuva, it's Heishav Moshe, it's in Erechaim, Simin Zayin, where the Heshev Moshe spoke about this inyan, that you can't wear a beged of tzemer in the event that you're davening Nusach Svard, and it's much more of a kpeda than if you're davening Nusach Ashkenaz, and the frat, he spoke very, very much about the mail of Nusach Svard, Svard of a Nusach Ashkenaz. And really, so there were two bekoiris that the Shoyal had on the Chassam Sofer based on the Yismach Moshe. Number one was that the Chassam Sofer is saying that he doesn't see a chilek as it relates to Svard and Ashkenaz, Benegeya wearing a beggar of Tzemet, that's not true. And even clearly that there's no Milam Nusach Svar over Nusach Ashkenaz, there very much is a Milam. So what the Hilgi Yismach Moshe said? He said two things. The first thing the Yismach Moshe said was, is that all the tzaddikim, when the Chassidim, the Deo Miyasid, that we're going to start davening Nusach Svar in Europe, meaning not just with the Svardim daven Nusach Svar, but what was the Chiddush? The Chiddush was that in Ashkenaz, they started davening Nusach Svar. So when they did that, they made a Kabbalah, Kimu V'Kiblu Aleihem, that no one's going to wear a beggar of Tzemer. To which the Chassam Sofer wrote back, he says, who was the one that made this Kabbalah? Who had the authority to make this Kabbalah? He says, the Sfardim, they were Big Day Tzemer. Right? The Chidah was made. They were Big Day Tzemer. Elamai, it's the Ashkenazim that took upon themselves the Dagger Adav and Nusach Svard. He says, they don't have the authority to make that. And he says, Rabbeinu Gershom made a Cherim for someone that marries two wives, or Gerishim Bal Karcha. Rabbeinu Tam made some famous Takonas and famous Charomas. But that was done Al Yidei Kol Klal Yisrael. But that a group of Yidin should be able to make such a Kabbalah and take it upon themselves, he says, Lo Shamanu. We never heard of such a thing. So he says, I'm not sure I understand 100% that Taina. But then the Yismach Moshe talked more generally about the Maila of Nusach Svard. And it's really based on Torah from the Magid Mimezrich. And he said like this. He said that once upon a time, every single Shevet had its own Nusach HaTfilah. This is what the Magid said. So if you came from Shevet Yisachar, you davened one way, Zvulun, another way, God, Asher, Dan, Naphtali, every single Shevet had their own Nusach HaTfilah. And he says, that's the soid of Yud Gimel Shtach HaVoyis, that we're in the Beis HaMikdash, Keneged Yud Gimel Shar Mishal Maila, each Shah, Yud Beis, plus one extra, that's where all the tefillahs went. But what happened was, the Mesh HaDoiris, it was Nesariv, and Nesbalbal, all the Shvatim, and no one knew anymore what Shevet they were from. And as a result, there's a good chance that when a person's going to daven, his tefillah is not going to be the tefillah for his Shairish Neshama. So what Arizal did was, Arizal took from all the different Nuschais, and Baruch Kotche, he was able to compose a Nusach. And the yisod of that nusach is a nusach that's koil everything. And the Yismach Moshe said, that's why nusach Ari is not mamash nusach svar. It's not the exact same nusach. It's not exactly the way the svardim daven, because it had its kneches. It was based on nusach svar. But it's not mamash the same nusach. And the reason is because there was a different cheshbon that was going on. And he went on to explain this whole inyan to him. L'maisa, the Chassam Sofer wrote back to the shoyel. Again, it's really based on what the Yismach Moshe wrote. He said, umashe, Hetik Malosim is Sefer Lukutei Amarim. This is the Sefer from the Magid. He says, Oysa Sefer Loi Nimtza Bekiloseinu. Kafilu B'shasu Poiskim, Ki Hu Chayenu V'Erich Yomenu V'em Nega Yomu V'Layla Ein Li Pnai La'ayim V'achroinim. Ki Im B'shas V'rishoinim. And then he says, besides, V'achloi Zochisi L'hovin Divrei HaSefer Ahu. Shekosav Nusach Svardes Hilo B'nei HaTaruvois. And he asks a whole bunch of different kashas. Now, we're not going to go into this. Tein L'chochom V'yech Gamoy, in quotations. But if you take a look in Shail Seshuv Divrei Chayim, and the Heilige Sanzeruv, it's the Chelik Beis, it's Erchaim Semilches, he talks a lot about this Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, and he says that even though his Lashon is Ein, he says, I know that I'm not even a Baki B'sicha Schulin Shalach Chassam Sofer, but at the same time I was Mekabel from Kedoshe Elyon, that Avadad is Mailos to Nosach Svar, and everything that the Chassam Sofer said, he never heard of what the Magid said, and he says it's a plea by him because the Arizal talks about it, Chaim Vital talks about it, and he says all the Sifrei Kabbalah talk about this Indian, and how could the Chassam Sofer have said, and he says even though Chassam Sofer was Rabbi Shekol Bnei Agoyla, and it's Yodu, it's famous, the Erech that the Divrei Chaim had for the Chassam Sofer, but at the same time he says, I don't know what to say, Chveis Shvot Sezogin, Kach Kibalti Mei Rabbeisa Mikol Kedoshe Elyoin, I push it, I don't understand over here, the Sichas, he doesn't understand what the Chassam Sofer is saying. Ayin Shum. But the bottom line is, that was the Chassam Sofer's response. So I'll just tell you something very, very interesting. And that is, there's a tshuva in Shailos HaTshuvas, Michtav Sofer. So the Michtav Sofer was Reb Shimon Sofer, the Chassam Sofer's son, the crook of Eruv. And in Shailos HaTshuvas, Michtav Sofer, there's a tshuva between Reb Shimon Sofer and his first cousin, Reb Leibel Eger. So Reb Leibel Eger was the son of Reb Shloime Eger, just warming up, was the son of Reb Shloime Eger, who was the son of Reb Kiva Eger. And Reb Leibel Eger, Kiyodua, although he grew up in the house of his father, Rav Shloime Eger, but he went to the Kotzke Rebbe and he became a chuset. The Velt says that when Rav Shloime Eger heard that Rav Leibele Eger went to Kotzke, he sat shiva. The Velt also says that the Kotzke Rebbe told Rav Leibele Eger he should go be Menachem Avil, his father. He says, your father's sitting shiva. He says, you have to go be Menachem Avil. But this is Dvarim Atikin Ve'inka Merkoymei Laharif. But either way, so there's a tshuva, a back and forth, there's an exchange in Shailos Tshuva's Michtav Seifer between Rav Leibele Eger and Rav Shimon Seifer. It's Simon Chav Zayin and Simon Chav Ches, respectively. And it's Simon Chav Zayin, Rav Leibele Eger, it's a famous tshuva, writes to Rav Shimon Seifer the following. He says, I need help. He says, you're my cousin, the son of my heilige uncle, and I need you to help me. He says, people are being roided for me, I'm in an eis tzara, and I'm asking you for a personal bakasha, and I know you might not want to do this, but I'm begging you, please do this for me. Okay, what was the background? The background was Rav Leibele Eger had a minig, he was a mayor, and when he would do a bris milah, he would do the bris milah very, very late in the day. And the reason is because before he did the bris milah, he was involved in yichudim and kavanis and achanos lemitzvah, and he would do it late in the day. And it's not like the minhag of Klal Yisrael. The minhag of Klal Yisrael is vayashkim Avraham baboiker melamed shesrizim akdim lemitzvahs, and this is something that you're supposed to do. And Rav Leibele Eger said of Moir Digachidish, he writes this in the tshuva to Rav Shimon Seifer. He tells him that Chazal said zrizim akdim lemitzvahs, but I made a diak. Chazal didn't say zrizim akdim in bim mitzvahs. It says lim mitzvahs. You know what the chilek is? You don't have to do the mitzvah bezrizas first thing in the morning, but first thing in the morning you have to engage and you have to start preparing lim mitzvah to do the mitzvah. So he says that I hold that zrizim akdim lim mitzvah al pi halacha, and then he says chab rayas ki yodur ablei belegu was a guy nifla v'noira adla ma'oy mamish kiderech havoisa, but he was a tremendous guy. He says I have rayas to this, that zrizim akdim and not bim mitzvahs but lim mitzvahs. You just have to first thing in the morning start preparing to do the mitzvah, but that's really what the kpeid is. So he says that's what he's doing, but he says lamaisa people are being roided for me, and he says to me it's so poshit. He says ma de chazal zeh chsidim arishoinim hoyishoin shachas koidim atfilo. He says, can you imagine now there's such a yerida, and today we're so not on the madrega, how much more so we have to be showing sha'achas koidim atfilo. So he says, you're probably not masking to my minig, I know that, but he says, please, betaych, hotzrach monos of mich, lamaisa, the michtav soifer writes back to him, and he says, hein, emes v'yatziv, he says, shekol ha-mashas ha-mitzvah g'day la-soysa min ha-mufcha ha-reze zoriz v'nisker, u-le-shvachu nisker. Because that's in premise, that hagam is an Indian of zrizim akdim la-mitzvahs, but there's also an Indian of doing a mitzvah min ha-mufcher, and you're allowed to push off the mitzvah, you could delay a mitzvah. It could be mevatar as zrizim akdim la-mitzvahs to do a mitzvah min ha-mufcher de-ga-ofen. Which, to me, said Rav Shimon Seifer, is already a limud tzchos. Because you hold that after all the kavanas and all the yichudim, you'll be able to do the mitzvah in a more proper way. So the mele, for that itself, I could already hear it. He says, the only thing is, I never heard that all the kavanas and that for you to be the one to be the mayor, being that you need all these kavanas in order for you to be able to do it, it should be like tzitzin ha-ma'akvin ha-samila. That's his lashon. That you should be able to push them. Meaning, I'm asking, there's an Indian of mitzvah ha-mufcher. But mechateisa, you should be the mayor. He says, maybe someone else should be the mayor. And if someone else is willing to do the mila first thing in the morning, so be mevater. Who says you have to be the mayor? And he goes back and forth about this Indian. Listen to what he writes, Toich Dvarav. He says, Ubekila kedaisha matastarf. He says, I'll pay the minig of matastarf. B'yom she'esh by bris. He said that bris milah was always done first thing in the morning. He says, why was it done first thing in the morning? Zrizim akdim lemitzvahs. Every mitzvah you do first thing in the morning? What's the pshat? Right, tzmamish fatogs. The bris milah is fatogs. You oversleep, you miss a bris milah. What's the pshat? So he says in nifl digazach. He says, it's because really, chazal say ma'usa ha'arla. And really, you should have done bris milah the second the baby was born. The Gemara says in Masech Tznida, mipnei ma mila b'shmini, right? Because a woman is tamei tumas nida, shelo yehei, everybody, she should be ba'atzvis, and everybody else is b'simcha. So he said, why did Chazal here be megalu at the time of the Krah? He says, I think because Chazal would bother with Akasha. It wasn't just why is mila b'shmini. Mila should be right away. If ma'usa ha'arla, why don't you do it right away? So good, Chazal gave a reason. But he says, al rishonim anu mitzaren, that you're not doing a b'yom rishon. But at the very least, the first thing, it's already 8 days that this baby has this ma'usa arla. He says, it's posher to me, that's why the minig of meal is vayashkim avram ba'boikid. There's a reason you have a meal, you don't buy any other mitzvah. And he says, in fact, u'bekila k'daisha matastar, b'yom she'esh by bris milah, mashkimin k'tas yoysa mi b'shar hayomim. He said, they used to wake up even earlier. Not wait until late in the day. He says, they used to wake up even earlier. He says, "V'chol min hoge kehilu kedoshim matastav," and you should know if that's what they did in matastav.
I want to tell you something about the minhagim of Matastav. Everything that happened in Matastav is al pi vasikin. Kedoshe el yoinim. Hagoyim balponim iros. Vagoyin hamakubal ishalikin. Rab Gershon Chayes, Eichet Tzadok Levracha. Vagoyin hamakubal. Hualoiki. Moirenu le ben agoyin rab Shmuel Chayim Yeshayas Atzal. Vagoyin hakodesh hamakubal. Rabber Chosid Zatzal. Benoishal agoyin. You know that was? That's Rabbi Yisachar Ber Bloch, the Shail and the Chuvas Noida Biuda. He quotes him there again, 2 days in a row. So Sois Doi Vois Bekever. He says he was one of the Miyastim of all the Minhagim and Matastar. Vadoini Ovi Moiri Virabi, Moira Goy was a Chetzadik Levracha, Schusam Yogan Aleinu. Right, included in all the Rabbani Matastar. Vadoini Ovi Moiri Virabi Zatzal, Baatzmoi. He was the mile for most of the children that were born. And they did it even more. Then he explains the reason why he did it. So he said that you find already by the tzaddikim and matastav, my father said they would zrizim akdim la mitzvahs, they didn't bite sich. So he says, I hear what you're saying, you can't do it. Okay, so who says you have to be the mayor? Let somebody else be the mayor. This was the advice that he was giving Rabbi Leib Leger. This is what he told him that he should do. But then he said, maybe I could be melamed tzchos. And he says he found a medrash rabbi in Parshas Nosai, where it's Parsha Yod Aleph Tfus Amsterdam, Daf Resh Beis Amud Beis. Medrash says like this, by the older Prismilas, Moshe Mol, Varim Poireya, the Yeshua Mashka. It sounds like, said Rav Shimon Sofer, that Moshe Rabbeinu was always the Mal, and Aharon was always the Poireya. Now, if Moshe Rabbeinu was always the Mal, Sheva Levi, they did Bris Milah. What happens if Moshe Rabbeinu had three Bris Milahs on the same day? It sounds like Moshe Rabbeinu did all three. Why do you have to do all three? Let someone else do the Bris Milah. The Teretz Iskus is an Indian. There's a mitzvah min amufcher, maybe, that there should be a chashav of Mayel. And he says, if that's the case, that's a limud chos. Because the ma'aser of Leibel Eger is going to be your mile. So where are you going to meet in lanu tmurasa? Where are you going to find somebody like this? But Al Kapanim, this is what he writes to him. Bekitzer, he told him that, I hear, therefore, if you want to do this, you can do this. And he's okay with it. And the schus of Yehele Gezedes, you're going to be fine and everything is going to be okay. Afterwards, he has a little postscript. He says, Achri kosafti kol zois. After I wrote to you everything that I wrote, Uchal lahakchi me'is yedidi ben doidi. My first cousin, right? Yedidi, he says, Mamish, Mambalipta. He says, I have to. He says, He says, even though it's true, and I gave you what you wanted. I gave you your Ishur. But at the same time, I have to tell you, Vaslik Mechavan Haaretz. And that is this minig, that you're doing the Bris Milah so late, I'm not happy with it. In fact, I'm hearing reports that there are certain kehilas where there are people that are doing Bris Milahs because of all these inyanim, and they're doing it Mamish by Shkia. And he says, if you do it by Shkia, you might do it after Shkia. And then you're going to be Mavato Mila B'Shmini. And he says, now I'm already worried. And he says, the emes is, you brought me a raya. Because it says, Chasidim Arishonim Hoyeshoin Sha'achas Koydam Atfilo. Said Reb Shimon Sofer, B'noyi Shalagoyin HaChasam Sofer. He said, Rishonim Michlal De'ika Achroinim. And it sounds to me that already the Chasidim Achroinim stopped this meaning. And probably because they were being shoyin too much. And people that weren't supposed to be shoyin were already starting to be shoyin. So he said, you avad the Chalila, I don't mean anything. But maybe, just because of this whole Indian, Vastutzach, says maybe it's not such a good idea. And then he told him like this. He says, I want to tell you the meaning of my father. He says, you know, people think that my father, he said he did everything. He said, if you saw me bachot, he said, you got the sense that maybe he was... whatever, he was choshev, his anhoga was a choshev anhoga. But he says, it was margula bapume, that the Tata used to say, the Chazal say, in Rashi brings in the beginning of Parashas Kedoshim, Kedoshim tiyu, Parashazu, Bahakol Nemra. Right, the Parash of Kedoshim was Bahakol Nemra. Omar. So he said, the Chasam Sofer said like this, Hakavana, Kedoshim tiyu, Bahakol. What does that mean? A person has to be a Kodesh, but you also have to be Bahakol. He says, you have to find a way to balance being a Kodesh, but Penimius, but at the same time, be more ben abrius, be together with everybody else. And he said, the Chasam Sofer said in the name of the Chovas Alvavis, HaChacham, the Chacham is misboided. He's behisboidedis, v'hu b'makelois, v'chevres b'nei Adam. And he's together with people. Tzalosoi b'fonof. He says, you look at his face, he's smiling at you. Or b'v'avloi b'vavloi. But in his heart, he's b'avelos. And Emma says, this is brought down in the Petuchei Chosan. The Petuchei Chosan, which by the way, is available at your local farm stores, effective immediately. But in the Petuchei Chosan, Shtei Tartim, and again, the Petuchei Chosan, which we've spoken so much about, was the Sichas Chulin of the Chasam Sofer that he used to tell his sons and his Talmidim, say, the Reb Shimon Sofer, who wrote it, so he says, V'lova shakoyim midei bad, u'michnesei bad, yilbash al basaray. V'lovash ha-koyen midoy bad. The koyen has to be, on the one hand, midoy bad. What does midoy bad mean? It means he has to be alone. He has to be on some level. He has to have a madrega of his spoidedness. But at the same time, u'michnesei bad yilbash al basaray. Michnesei is milosh and kinos. At the same time, ibachutz, you have to outwardly behave as if you're together bein abriyas. And here's the punchline. We're going to end with this. V'kach choysa midosoy shel adoini ovi meiri v'rabi zechatzadik levrocha schusa yogan aleinu. Kol misha hoya mispoinen bedrocha. Any person that was mispoinen in the ways of the Chassam Sofer. Ra ki tnuoysa bedveikus gedoyla b'ashem v'toyrosoy. That his meiri d'gedveikus was ha'pi kisvei o'ari. V'zoyer ha'kodesh. But he did it in a way. Then nobody was able to chap because it was umichnesei bad yilbash al b'sara. Oh, but the emesis was v'lovash hakoyim midai bad. Tif, everything was the arizal. V'chein hoya said Rav Shimon Tzofer b'lis sofik darkoy shel zekeinenu unzer zeida ma'or agoyle rabbeinu akiva zeichet zadek levrach Rav Kiva eger schus yogan aleim. Hey ma'amudei oilam atcher kol beis Yisrael nishan aleim. Mipiyam anu chayim, ubedarkom nelech betach b'mesila ha'ilo l'mayla b'koydash l'afik rotsa me'Hashem. And he signs off, Eved l'avdei Hashem, ha'kotin shimim b'in ha'goyin Rav Moshe Sofer zeichet tzadik levracha. But this is a meirah d'gezach that Rav Shimon Sofer told Rav Leibel Eger. And he told him that, I have to a little bit tell you what I feel. But Chalila, I'm not in any way taking away from what you're doing. But remember the Messiah that I have from my father and that we both have from Unzer Zeta. And that is outwardly, nobody would have thought, Arizal, and even you read some things that Chassam Sofer said. Yidam Nusach Ashkenaz. And Hagam, all the Mekubalim held that no, you're supposed to be davening Nusach Svar. But Rav Shimon Sofer said that it was poshut to him. It was poshut. Kol misha hayim is b'ayin bedrach of ra ki tenuoysa bedveikus gedoylo b'Hashem v'tayrasoy. And emesis is a remes to this in one of the letters of the Ksam Sofer as well. The Ksav Sofer and Rav Shimon Sofer, the two sons of the Ksam Sofer, that this was minhogoy, and this was his inyan, that even though it was outwardly, and even in the writing sometimes, it's u'michnesei bad yilbash al b'saroy, but it was v'lovash hakoyim midei bad. That's really the way it was. So here's the bottom line. We're finished. Did the Chassam Sofer say L'Shem Yichud or did the Chassam Sofer not say L'Shem Yichud? It's Mefurish in the Joshua's Chassam Sofer. It's Mamish Mefurish. In Joshua's Chassam Sofer, and this is in Chelek Gimel, this is from the Ksav Yad. It's in Chelek Hey, if you have the new Joshua's Chassam Sofer. It's in Drush Aleph. It's Daf Lamed Aleph in a very, very, very long Haggah. Said the Chassam Sofer, he's saying Gapshatim, ain't Kemach, ain't Torah, ain't Torah, ain't Kemach. Varemis Bazel, Lafiani is Daiti Alderach Mashi Esh Oimrim. Koidem Asias Amitzos Velimera Torah, Lashem Yichud Kutcha Berichu Chinte Al Yedea Hu Tomer Venelem Meshem Kol Yisrael. Says the Chassam Sofer, Vikvar Heyet Bal Chavis Yor, Zachrona Lavrach, Simon Reish Yor. That will be for the next raid by. Ki Eno Yodea Peirushoi. The Chavis Yor said that he doesn't know Pshat. Ki Soide Rom Veniskov. The Ani. Nimna milo imre klal. I don't need to say l'shem yichud. V'ayim besider Rabbi Yaakov endim b'hakta masai. They bring here that Rabbi Shimon Sofer writes in one of his svarim that he said that his father didn't say l'shem yichud, and he said the reason his father didn't say l'shem yichud was mishum kfoidish al anoyda b'yehuda. Because being that the Noyda b'yehuda wrote in this truah that we all started with that he didn't say l'shem yichud, that's why he didn't say l'shem yichud. But I'll just leave with one tzarechim gadol, and that is in the sefer. Hazakarin. I was talking to Rav Moshe Shlomiak today. And he said, you see the Sefer Hazakarin? Sefer Hazakarin is the autobiography that the Chassam Sofer wrote when Pressburg was under siege in the year 1809. And he talks about different things that he did. So he said that at one point there was a tremendous Eitz Tzara. This is towards the beginning. So he said, V'amarti loy besesa, l'bal yegalu dover. He wanted to make a gross opinion. V'chein asa, v'tzirafti imi asare anoshim chashuvim, the ruba mitamidai hanemonim ashalo yefarsimu hadav. So I wanted to do this. 10 people were going to know, but nobody was allowed to tell anybody. You know, once a dover is misamru befnei plus already chaver chaver isle bechaver chaver chaver isle. But the Chassam Sofer said I had to find 10 people that I was able to trust. So he said he got together 10 people that he trusted, and we composed the nusach hatfila. He made a pidyon. V'zeh nusach hatfila asher hispalalnu was betchilo yud v'achar kach shin v'achar kach resh. It's Rosh Hashanah Yisrael. And then we said as follows, L'shem yichud kutcha berichu, b'dechilu l'chimu l'yachei t'shem yudkei b'vavkei, hareini noisein yud matbeyos elu b'shlichus kol Yisrael, b'frat kal Yisrael, poi prejberg, l'yachei tzedek im tzedek pidyei nafshis kol kamcha beis Yisrael, v'yud prutois, if you want to see Kabbalah, ayin shah. So he said it L'shem yichud. What's the pshat? What's Pashut Pshat? So Rav Shimon Ovitz Taina, then maybe the Pshat is Pashut. Maybe the Pshat is, the Chassam Sofer said not to say L'Shem Yichud, why? Because you could have in mind, Al Das Mesakne HaTfilah. Because these tefillos were niskan al yedei anshik nesag doilo. So it's true that Rizal wrote kavanas, but you don't have to have the kavanas because you have the kavanas of anshik nesag. But here the Chassam Sofer was writing his own tefillah, so you didn't have al das pesakte at tefillah. So therefore, over here, even the Chassam Sofer wrote the l'shem yichud.